WJ, radio check, please.
Looking for a radio check, go ahead. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima.
Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, this is N2SWJ, just looking to see how this sounds. Testing a Bluetooth headset with my radio, and I've been experimenting to get push to talk to work on the Bluetooth headset, and it seems to be working, so I was just testing all that functionality.
Indeed working. My name's John, by the way. I'm mobile here in Pickens. The audio is a little bit on the tinny side. It's not horrible. I've heard much worse Bluetooth headsets before, so I'm not telling you it sounds bad. It is just a little tinny sounding.
For that, well, thank you for the radio check. I appreciate it. My name is Scott, by the way, and I'm over in Greer.
What kind of radio is that, and what kind of Bluetooth headset? Just curious.
Found with a Yaesu STX-1, and it's a Jabra Perform 45, has a push-to-talk button on it, and Perform 45 FD, and I set it to an answer and in-call mode, finally, and that seemed to work to turn on and off the push-to-talk.
Well, have fun with that. Sounds like it's working good. Maybe there's a way you can add a little bit of low-end. I don't know if that radio's got a transmit equalizer on it. If you could add a little bit of a bottom end in there, you'd probably sound a little bit better. Something else you may want to check and make sure your audio, FM audio, is set to wideband instead of narrow. It could just be in the narrow mode, and that'll definitely squeeze or pinch your audio a little bit.
Appreciate the advice, man. I'll check all that out. Thank you.
Talk with it, but it's definitely working for you. So, well, I'll let you go there. I know you said you had to run. My wife and I need to discuss something very important, like where we're going to have lunch. But good to meet you. I live up in the northern part of Pickens County. And get on this repeater a little bit. Not a lot, but I do listen to it. So, 7-3. Have a good Wednesday afternoon. This is K4WCL, just coming into downtown Pickens.
John, and pleasure talking to you. Hope to meet up again. N2SWJ, clear.
Shane, I heard you in there. I think it was you.
And hey, Scott, I waited a second so I wouldn't double, but I wanted to say hello to you and Lori. Hope you enjoy your lunch.
There. I trust you guys survive winter weather round 2, and life's probably pretty much back to normal. Friday night, before the flakes started flying, my heat pump quit on me. So I got to entertain Dave yesterday for a couple of hours. He's expensive to entertain, man.
I talked to him this morning. He said he went out and saw you. He's a good guy. I saw where something had gone wrong, but I wasn't sure what it was. I hate that for you, but look like you have plenty of work to do to keep you warm.
It'd be, for sure, more during the ice storm than during the snow was pretty easy. You probably saw my video. I used my backpack blower to clear the street and clear the road that comes up the mountain about 3 or 4 feet, and that definitely helped with the melting. But I still have a little bit of ice from 2 weeks ago, if you could believe that.
In the truck now, ran over. My battery in my HT died. So I'm not sure how much you heard of me, or I got a little bit of ice from 2 weeks ago. That's what I heard.
Lori and I were finalizing our lunch plans here. What did you ask me there at the end?
He died in the middle of me transmitting a second ago, when I was asking the commenting on how much work you had to do to keep warm, and then ran to my truck real quick. I'm out here working in the yard.
Warm, it wasn't bad. You know, we have gas logs, not wood, so I wasn't out there chopping wood for 4 days. And I could run the heat in emergency mode, I just, every time I turn that thing on or heard it cycle on, I heard this big old cash register going cha-ching, cha-ching, and Dave treated me very fairly. He is a good guy, though. He's fun to talk to, and, man, he climbed up in the rafters of my basement. I couldn't believe he squoze himself into the place to get to the downstairs air handler. He's going to have to come back out and put a blower motor in there, but yeah, he did good. I'm very thankful that he came out there, because I know that's not very convenient for him, but I appreciate him taking care of the ham community.
I don't think he's listening, so I'll go ahead and say this. He's a good guy. If he was listening, I wouldn't say that, but anyway, I know you and Lori are looking for lunch there, and I'm going to get back to work, too. Just heard you in there. I wanted to say hello. Glad you guys are all right. Yeah, we still have a little bit of ice around here, too, but still got some. I'm working on a deck. I redecked it, and I'm working on stairs now, and there's still a little bit of ice in the corner of the new deck I'm trying to get off, so hopefully it'll warm up soon. All right, talk to you later. You have a good day, you and Lori, and 4ZLK.
And we'll do. Wondering if you have tried the new restaurant in downtown Pickens called the Farmhouse Deli. Lori and I ate there about a month ago. It was pretty good. A little bit on the pricey side, but, you know, everything's pricey these days. But she showed me a picture of a Cobb salad or a chef salad that they just rolled out the other day, and it looked pretty good. So I'm going to go get me a big old cop or chef salad. 73K4WCL.
We haven't eaten in Pickens much at all. I'll have to try that, though. Farmhouse Deli. We'll look it up. Enjoy it. N4ZLK.
Main Street, about two businesses down or west of where 178 runs into Main Street there. So you can't miss it. It's like right next to the Porkette, which is another pricey place. See you, man. K4WCL.